The information age has given us laser photos and satellite maps from the other side of the globe, sophisticated electronics, and even radio bird watchers. Yes, the era of communications has given us access to a world of information, but ironically, it's shut out many of us from what's going on right in our own backyards. Right this minute, there are people listening to their radio earphones while they walk to work outside or run off last night's dinner, cheating themselves out of spring itself. Spring birding shouldn't include news about jailbirds, legal eagles, and political loons and old coots. News stories can wait when an oriole sings. The melody of that enticing whistle varies from one oriole to another, and the patterns show regional dialects. In May, you're not limited to hearing the songs of just your neighborhood orioles. You can also hear the songs of migrants on their way north. But if you wear earphones all day, you'll be limited to ads about oriole cookies. Rose-breasted grosbeaks are known for their song, which supposedly sounds like a robin with a sore throat. The rose-breasted grosbeak is unusual because females sing almost as readily as males. Rose-breasted grosbeaks also have a unique squeaky call note, which is diagnostic. Alert Northlanders are also noticing other songs now. The ovenbird's teacher teacher is ringing through the woods again. Ovenbirds are small warblers with a subtle beauty. Their song can easily be heard from a moving car, even at 55, if your windows and your ears are open. Another song you can hear from a moving car, even though it's surprisingly quiet and short, is the sweet snore notes of the Savannah sparrow. If you listen carefully to these unassuming roadside birds, you can learn to tell the individuals apart. Some of them have little hiccups at the beginning or end of their songs. Some buzz slightly longer than others, and some have a recognizable quality to their buzz, which distinguishes them. Savannah sparrows are one of the most common birds in open areas of the Northland, yet most people have never even heard of them. And even the people who know of them seldom bother to notice their little song. Two migrant sparrows that are easy to identify by song are the white-crowned and Harris's sparrow. The white-crowned sparrow's song begins with some plaintive whistled notes and then breaks into a jumble of sweet, buzzy notes. Harris's sparrow whistles in a minor key. The song that most people ask me about is the whistle of the white-throated sparrow, fondly nicknamed the Peabody Bird. White-throated sparrows remain in the North Woods all summer, so it's worth keeping those earphones off at least until August. With natural music to entertain you, you'll be surprised how little you'll miss. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds. Thank you.